Popsalongen. Popsalongen på P3.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi.
You can just take that mic. That's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just getting into a good position. There we go.
You really should have a chair. I think that we should
stand.
Have some chairs.
It's
for our guests.
I'm going to
squat.
Getting
a trophy right now.
Probably too short, though.
Yeah, because it's really...
We need the exercise. It's okay. Harry's quite...
It's not helping my cause.
Harry's vertically challenged, you have to understand.
And I was trying to get the... to get the chair to be...
Harry, you're wasting precious interview time trying to raise your chair. There we go.
There we are. Now, welcome back. The last time you were here, that was right after the single To Lose My Life was released, actually, in early 2009.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's 2 years ago.
We played the VG chart show.
You did?
Yeah, with Aqua.
Yeah, you did. That's true. That's true.
That was the last time
we were in here, though.
Oh, sorry, this is the show.
Yeah. But okay, let's just if you look back into 2009, about 2 years ago, how has your life changed since then?
I think a big moment in our lives in the last couple of years has been getting our own places to live. Like we now have our own flats in London.
Yeah,
and that's a big change. That's pretty cool.
That's very expensive as well in London, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, but Oslo is quite expensive as well.
Yeah, it is. I'm reading the Keith Richards biography, and he said something about like when your breakthrough finally comes, everything happens so fast, you never have the time to actually take it all in and realize, wow, this is really happening. What has that been like for the past 2 years for you guys?
I'd say that's probably true. If you're constantly touring and constantly traveling around the world, you don't ever really stop and think, oh, we've done quite well actually.
No.
You don't have that moment. But I don't know. I think it would be dangerous to think too much about that. It's better just to keep trying to do something new and keep pushing yourself as a band.
I think. Instead of just basking in your glory.
Well, yeah, maybe did a little bit of basking on the floor at some point. I haven't done too much yet.
I just remember we were talking about that. You wanted to go to Svalbard. Do you remember that? The last time you were here, you were saying that, oh, I would really love to go way up north, all the way to Svalbard.
And we were talking about the place where people carry guns because there are dangerous polar bears.
Yes.
I remember.
It's the only bank in the world where you're legally allowed
to carry a rifle. And,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, I would love
and
to go
ski
there.
Mask.
I haven't thought about that since then. I would love to still go there.
That would be great. Cool.
Do they have any live music venues up there?
Yeah, absolutely.
They do?
Yeah, well, they have a great one. They have Festival Week.
Wow. Let's do it.
Yeah, good. I'll let them know.
Please do.
Now, you've been touring with bands like Kings of Leon and Coldplay and Muse. Has that taught you anything? Any good lessons?
I think it gives you the opportunity to play in a venue that is way above the level that you're at. And that certainly teaches you how to play in front of a big crowd, I think.
Mm.
And it's... It's sort of quite good fun supporting other bands because you have nothing to lose. You can only gain fans, And I'd feel a lot more pressure if we were headlining shows that size. I wouldn't be able to do it. But as a support band, you just go out there and try and win a few fans, and it's good fun.
Yeah.
Now,
your new album, Ritual, will hit the stores on Monday here in Norway, and we'll talk more about that right after some Norwegian music.